4 at the bottom. Okay, page 4 at the bottom, top is page 10. Okay, you know what? We'll start this. Okay, you know what? Let's start from the middle of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Okay, I'll discuss orally what Alter Rebbe said. Alter Rebbe is discussing what does this Beinoni mean? What does the Tzaddik mean? We have to understand all these levels. So basically, he quoted the Gemara that says, you do one Aveira, you're a Rasha. You do a Tshuva, you're a Tzaddik. So therefore, what is a Beinoni? So therefore, we must say Beinoni has no sins. Okay? So if he has no sins, why isn't he a Tzaddik? And also, why do people say 50-50 is a Beinoni? And more mitzvahs you call the Tzaddik? He said that's only an adjective. It's a descriptive way of saying a person, is he a good person or is he a bad person? A good person doesn't mean they don't do any bad. They do mostly good. So you say he's a Tzaddik. But that doesn't really mean he's a Tzaddik. 50-50, you say, yeah, he's an average person. So you call him a Beinoni. So the Alter Rebbe says that's not what it means. It's only the way people describe you. Are you a good person or a bad person? In the true definition of a Tzaddik, no Yetzahara, he killed it by fasting. This is even the lower level of a Tzaddik. Like David HaMelech said, my heart is hollow within me. I have no Yetzahara. But a person that didn't reach that level of killing the Yetzahara is not at all in the level of a Tzaddik. And therefore it says in the Medrash, Hashem said, I saw Tzaddikim that the very few, and he planted them, you know, a few per generation, to the extent it could even be tzaddik, you say, Deilim, it could be one tzaddik per generation. But he says clearly, a Beinoni is a guy who never sins. A tzaddik is one not only that doesn't sin, but kills the Yetzirah. That's where we're up to now. She says, Achbir O'inyan, the whole explanation of this, Amimah Shekoset Ruchayim Vital Zal, Bishar HaKadusha, but Ruchayim Vital was the disciple of the Arizal. And it's Chaim Shanun Perek Beis, he writes like this, Chol Ish Yisrael, every Jew, Echot Tzadik Vechot Rosho, whether you're a Tzadik or a Rosho, Yashtein Neshamis has two souls. This is a Kabbalistic doctrine. Even when it says, the Chassid, like it says, Neshamis Ani Asisi, or really the version is Ukir Iksiv, because it's not a real definite proof. The Pasuk says like this, Hashem said, I made man on earth, Uneshamas and Yasisi are made souls. So the Arizal says the fact that the pasuk begins singular and ends off plural shows that every Jew has two neshamas. Even though simply learning the pasuk, Hashem said, I made a lot of souls. It means a lot of people have a lot of souls. It doesn't mean that every Jew has two souls. But the proof that the Arizal brings is the fact that the pasuk begins singular and ends plural shows that every Jew has two neshamas. And he says, what does it mean, two neshamas, shein shtei nefashos, which are two souls. Now the question is, how could Alter Rebbe say, echad tzaddik vechad rasha, if he's a tzaddik, he kills his yetzahara, he doesn't have two souls, he has only one. But the answer is, Alter Rebbe is speaking from birth. And in fact, the Gemara says, the greater the person, the greater the yetzahara. In order to balance, so the Gemara says, kol ha-godol mechaveirei, Yitzrei Godel Hemenu. The greater the person, the greater the Yetzahara. So even a tzaddik is born with a very powerful Yetzahara. Except, he kills it. But initially, when he's born, right, he's born with two souls. And he says, what are these two souls? Nefesh achas mitzad haklipa v'sitra achra. One soul comes from klipa and sitra achra. Klipa literally means the peel. What is the concept of a peel? Why is evil called klipa? Because peel is something of the fruit that you throw out. You peel it and you throw it out, it's garbage. In a deeper sense, the peel protects the fruit. And we're going to learn that Kalipa is something of that protects the Kedusha that's in the Kalipa. Because even Kalipa, even evil, has Kedusha in it. It has to exist from Hashem. If there's no godliness, it can't exist. Sitra achra, that's what the word klipa is. Sitra achra literally means the other side. Later on in Perek Vav, the Alter Rebbe is going to define sitra achra means anything which is not holy is automatically the other side. In other words, there is an entire new concept and definition of evil in Chassidus that doesn't exist in the world. The Alter Rebbe is explaining, later on Tanya more so, but anything which is not holy is evil. It's not the Webster definition of evil, but an apple, because it's not Kedusha, is automatically Klipa. A table, if it's not holy, it's automatically evil. It's the other side. One side is where God rests, which is Kedusha, and the other side, doesn't matter what it is Klipa. And what? I mean, just finish the... Yeah?
That came out wrong. What I'm trying to say is, when you said about the tzaddik that he's born with the Yetzirah the same way, and it's from birth, but the whole point is that Hashem put only certain ones. What is the major difference then when a tzaddik is born from a regular person? There's a difference from birth.
Yeah, this person is born with the ability to kill his Yetzirah.
So then the Yetzirah is less powerful than...
No, it's very powerful. He has to work. What do you think, a tzaddik lays in the sun and becomes a tzaddik?
No, but a tzaddik from before is born a certain way. We have stories with Rebbeim when they were like at the Brit, so even before...
The Gemara said, boots and boots and mekat fi yadiyah. He speaks about, literally means melons. When they're young, you'll know how they're going to be when they get bigger. Okay. But that is because the Keach of Kedusha is very powerful. But at the same time, they have a very powerful Yetzer Hara from birth that they have to contend with. But they're born, like your tzaddik b'rasa tzaddikim, you're born a tzaddik, you're born with the ability to kill the Yetzer Hara.
So they have a stronger ability than
a regular person. But that doesn't mean Yetzer Hara is weaker. There's a balance between good and bad. This person is born with an additional power to destroy the evil, but the evil is very strong.
But what's the difference if the evil is stronger if he has the ability to fight it?
But he has to use it. He has to fight it.
And a tzaddik v'rala still has some of it, right?
Well, we didn't learn yet.
But they're different. It's not that people can decide to be. A tzaddik is...
It's not up to us to be a tzaddik. The only expression, you too could be a Beinoni. You too cannot be a Tzaddik. You're either born with the ability. Okay, yes.
So everyone else is born with the ability to combat with their Yetzirah.
Everybody is born with the ability to be a Beinoni, to combat the Yetzirah, not to listen to it, not in thought, not in speech, and not in action. But not every person is born with the ability to get rid of the Yetzirah, and definitely not to transform the Yetzer Hara to Yetzer Tov. And he says like this. One soul comes from Klipa and Sitra Achra. V'hi ha-mislabesh is b'dam ha-odom. This nefesh, what's called nefesh abamis in our language, dresses itself into the blood of the person. Nahachi saguf, to give life to the body. Now why is the nefesh dressing itself in the blood? So Chassidus explains when we go use the washroom facilities and we finish the bracha, we say at the bracha shiyatzah, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Reifei Chol Basar, the healer of all flesh, Umafli Lasis, and does wonders. Now wonders is even greater than Nisim. There's Nisim and the Flois. There's miracles and wonders. Miracles are not as great as wonders. Pella means a wondrous, even in the realm of miracles, it's wondrous. Okay, that's why you have always Nisim v'Niflois. It's two different things. So the Mefarshim of Siddur explain, what is Mafli Lasa, what wonders are we talking about? He says that Hashem connects the Nisham and the Guf. That is a wonder that only Hashem could do. Meaning, in Gashmias, two opposites cannot coexist. Fire and water cannot coexist. Either the water puts out the fire, or the fire evaporates the water. You cannot have fire and water coexisting at the same time. Why? Because they're opposites. Even though they have something in common. They're both gashmias, they're both limited, there's a lot of similarities between fire and water. Yet, the fact that their nature is so opposite doesn't allow them to coexist. Ruchnius and Gashmius have absolutely nothing in common. And they're opposites. Therefore, with all the cloning and all the stem cell research and all this stuff, science will never be able to create life. They can extend life, they can take a cell which is alive and expand it. They can take one flame, you could burn down the world with it. But you can't create life because the definition of creating life is combining Ruchnius and Gashmius that only God himself could do. How could Hashem do it? How could Hashem combine two opposites? Because Hashem is not Gashmius, he's not Ruchnius, he's higher than both. And because he's higher than both, he can combine both together. So therefore, the fact that the Neshama is in the goof itself is a wonder that only Hashem could do, combining Ruchnius and Gashmius. Nevertheless, it's self-understood that the Neshama, which is spiritual, What part of the body does the Neshama come into? The most spiritual part of the body is where the Neshama comes into. You know, it's physical. But the Neshama comes into the most spiritual part of the body. What's the most spiritual part of the body? The blood. Blood is warm, blood is movement, blood is life in it. So therefore, Chassidus explains, which part of the goof does the Neshama come into? The most spiritual part of the physical goof, which is the blood. Right, because that's what gives life to us. We're talking about the nefesh that gives life, gosh, mystical life. Right? That is the nefesh, unless you're a tzaddik. But for us normal people, we live from the nefesh abamis. That is in the blood of the person. Lahachi is a guf, to give life to the body. Or can exceed, like it says in the pasuk, ki nefesh habasar badami. The pasuk says clearly, the soul of the flesh is in the blood. And like we explained before, the reason. Therefore, there is this nefesh abamis, which comes from klipa, evil. But therefore, mimena bois kol amidas rois. Therefore, from it comes all bad characteristic traits, all bad emotional traits. Mi arba yaseidas roim shabah, from the four bad elements which are in it. Meaning, even spiritual things are composed of four elements. Not only gashmistika things, ruchniistika things, spiritual things are also composed of four elements: fire, air, earth, and water. Therefore, this nefesh habahamis, which comes from evil, also is composed of four elements. Because it's evil, all the bad natural traits that a person has comes from the four elements. And he explains, Hainu, kas v'gaiva miyaseid ha'esh, anger and haughtiness that come from the element of fire, shenegva lamaila, that goes upward. What is anger and gaiva, haughtiness? Anger is number one, you're burning up in anger. But anger is also comes from gaiva. Gaiva, anger, what does anger come from? I don't deserve that this happens to me. That's the definition of anger. Otherwise, if you're ready for it, you don't get angry. Why is a person angry? Because I don't deserve this. That means you think you're great, that you don't need this thing's supposed to happen to you. So that comes from the element of fire. What is fire? Fire always goes upward. Anger and haughtiness are always the traits of making yourself better than everybody else.
There's a good complement to that, right? It comes from fire. Also, instead of...
Yeah, good things come from fire too.
So what are they?
Just like there's four bad elements, you have four good elements.
Right.
But we're not done yet. 1 second. The taivis atenugim, and all the temptations and lusts that a person has to worldly things, comes me, you say the mayim, from the element of water. Ki amayim atzmichim kol minei taivim, because water nourishes and all the evil things. You know, everything grows from water. You know, water makes everything grow. The helilis v'leitzonis v'hispaitis v'dvarim v'telim, and boasting and mockery and joking and boasting and dvarim v'telim, idle words, come from the element of ruach. Because what is boasting and all these things and mockery and all that? It's a bunch of hot air. That comes in the element of air. The atzlus, and laziness and sadness come from the yaseda offer, from the element of earth. So these are the four elements of the nefesh habamis: fire, air, earth, and water. From fire come all the fire bad traits of the nefesh habamis. From water comes all temptations. Ruach comes all the pustith, empty things. And laziness and sadness come from the element of earth, because it's always trodden upon and so on. And then he says like this, V'gam, midas tevis, shebeteva kol yisro b'tudasim, all the natural, instinctive midas, not midas that you worked on to get. We're talking about the natural good midas that the Jew has from birth. The Gemara says the Jews have three naturally good instincts. Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Geim Lechasadim. They're merciful, they have a little bit of shame, and they're generous. He says even the good natural instinctive midas that the person has also come from the Nefesh HaBamis. Why? Ki b'Yisro, because by Yayid, Nefesh zu de Klipa, this Nefesh that comes from the element of Klipa, is mi Klipas Noiga, it's in the level of Klipas Noiga, sheyesh pa gamkin tev, that has a little bit of good in it. And this is based on the Nevuah of Yecheskel that we read in the Haftarah on the first day of Shavuos, in the Haftarah, the throne that Yecheskel saw. He speaks over there, there's three bad elements, he says, Esh Melkachas, Ilov, or whatever. And then you have, and then he speaks about Noiga Misaviv. There's an element of Noiga, of Klipas Noiga. Noiga means shine. You say in Davening and Shabbos, in Kel Adam, we say Malayim Ziv, Umafikim Noiga. They're full of a ray, and they give off a shine. Noiga means it's a Klipa that shines within it a little bit of good. And therefore, the Nefesh HaBamis of a Jew that comes from Klipas Noiga is primarily bad, but it shines within it a little bit of good. Therefore, all bad midas come from it, but the instinctive, natural good midas that the Jews have, Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gemel, Chasodim, also come from it. But that's only by a Yid. Why? V'umiseid Eitz Hadas Tevera, that comes in the concept of the Eitz Hadas that the Eibishter created in Gan Eden, Tevera, that he told Adam and Eve not to eat from. But the Eitz Hadas at Tevera means it was a combination of good and evil. So therefore, the good midas of a Jew, now to explain it, because soon the Rebbe is going to explain now what Shalosh Klipas HaTemeis is. There is a level of, okay, it'll take some time, but let's start. Everything is created from Hashem. Granted, given, if you believe, that's what you believe. If you believe, that's what you believe. That everything was made by Hashem. If Hashem made everything, there has to be Kiddush in it. There's a power of Hashem in everything. Right? The Baal Shem Tov said, the Medrash says, Baal Shem Tov expounded on it, everything has the power of Hashem. So everything has Kiddush. What is this concept of Klipa? Klipa means it is concealed, concealment after concealment after concealment, to the extent that can come a point that it's so hidden that there is absolutely no noticeable good in it. What's really in it is Kedusha. But it's so covered, and so covered, and so covered, and so limited, and symptom, and all that, that basically there is no Kedusha, no visible Kedusha in it. Okay? Then there's a second level of evil that's also evil, but it's an evil where Kedusha is slightly shining in it. This is the difference between what's called Mutar and Asur. Mutar means permissible, simply. Asur means forbidden. But that's not really what the words mean. Mutar means untied, and Asur means bound. We say in Shemoneh Esrei, Matir Asurim. Matir Asurim means untying the tied. What does Asur mean? Asur means it's forbidden. Why is it forbidden? Because the spark of Kedusha that in the Chazer, which is forbidden, and therefore Shalosh Klipas HaTemeis, is so bound to evil, no matter what you do with that Chazer, you will never elevate the Kedusha that's in it. Because the Kedusha is bound to evil. And therefore, somebody will take a piece of Chazer, make a brach on it, eat it l'shem shemayim. They'll eat it for the right cause. And not only that, they'll go ahead and learn and daven with the koyach of the pig that they ate. that kedusha that's bound in the pig stays evil. You cannot elevate it. One second. Then there's a level where there is a spark of kedusha that's not bound to the evil. That refers to things which are mutter. That is klipas noiga. There's a shine of kedusha in it because the kedusha is not bound to evil. Therefore, if it's an apple, let's say, which is klipa, because it's no kedusha in an apple, but it's permissible because the kedusha that's in it is not bound to the klipa. It's untied, it's loose. So therefore, if a person eats the apple with the bracha, l'shem shemayim, they elevate the spark of kedusha which is in it. That becomes elevated to kedusha, and the klipa falls away. That's called avedus habirurim, selecting, picking, separating. What are you separating? Avedus habirurim means you are separating the kedusha from the evil, but that can only be done in things which are permissible. Why did Hashem make forbidden things in the world? Because in order to have a dwelling, I'm just saying B'kitz now, because as we learn more, there's much more of an explanation for this. But as the Eibishter wants Adira B'tachtonim, in order for good to be good, you need evil. If there's no evil, there's only good, and you do good, it's worthless. Right? So in order for good to be good, Hashem had to make evil. Meaning things which are completely evil. Because everything has to exist from Hashem. Everything has to exist from Hashem. If Hashem is not making it exist, it can't exist.
Well, why does Hashem have to
create
something with Kedusha?
Hashem is Kedusha. Whatever He does is Kedusha. Whatever Hashem does is Kedusha. There's the power of Hashem. The power of Hashem is good or bad? Good. So if Hashem puts a power into an apple, that power, I mean, into a chazer, I mean, it's Kedusha. Correct. But
you could elevate it.
Re-elevate it. Because it was never bound to evil. You just dumped it into evil.
Even the evil you really could.
No.
Never can you upgrade. Never can you elevate something that's also not from Chibaba?
You could, but then you're not elevating the evil. You're elevating the spark of Kedusha, isn't it? Lots of like Ruach HaTum Ha'avim in Ha'aretz. Yeah, tshuva me'av, or loss of love. Al Rebbe says, "What happened? What are you elevating by tshuva me'av?" The spark of kedusha, the spark of kedusha that's buried in the chazer is elevated, not the chazer.
Anyway, what you want to elevate, you're not supposed to. I mean, like what you in klipa snega, you're elevating the klipa snega.
No, you're elevating the kedusha that's in the klipa.
There's a difference.
Yes, because that kedusha is elevatable. Whatever. Is that such a word? Elevatable? It's elevatable. It works, huh? If it works, that's what it is. It works. It's not a grammar class. It's possible to elevate it. But you're elevating the spark, you're not elevating the klipa. That's why it's called Avedus HaBirurim. Birurim means selection. You're separating the good from the bad. But over there, the good is so bound to the evil, there's no difference between the good and the evil, so you can't elevate under normal circumstances. Unless tshuva me'av is there, that's kazach, it's lost in love, that's it. But you don't mind the tremendous level of tshuva, you're not talking about the Tom, Dick, and Harry tshuva. So he says that's the difference between, by the nefesh abamis of a Jew, comes from klipas noiga. Therefore, there is a little bit of good in it. Therefore, the instinctive good midas come. But at the same time, the bad midas also come from the four bad elements. Okay? Then he's going to explain it later. But by Goyim, their nefesh habamis comes from Shosh Kipsa Tmeis. And therefore, there is no good. We'll see what that means. There is no level of good in it. Okay?